countless number of single-celled creatures live in our world, which is a planet full of life. All of these single-celled creatures multiply by dividing and form exact copies of themselves as they do so. The embryo developing in the mother's womb also begins life as a single-celled creature, and the cell multiplies by copying itself. In this situation, unless there were a design, the cells of the unborn baby would all turn out to be the same, and what eventually would emerge would not be a human being, but a shapeless mass of organic matter. But nothing like that happens, because the cells are not unsupervised. A few weeks after the sperm and egg have come together, the cells start to differentiate, obeying a secret command which is apparently given to them. We are now witnessing this change, which is described as a miracle by all scientists. The unconscious cells have set about building the internal organs, skeleton and brain. Brain cells have begun to form in these two small gaps. This view you are now seeing, taken under an electron microscope, is the first development of the brain. Brain cells will multiply rapidly here, and as a result of this growth, the baby will possess some 10 billion brain cells. We are now seeing the formation of the brain cells. Every minute, 100,000 new cells are added to this collection. Each new cell that forms behaves as if it knows where it belongs and which cells it has to make connections with. Each cell finds its own place. Out of an infinite number of possibilities, it joins only to the cell it needs to. There are 100 trillion connections in the human brain. In order for brain cells to be able to make these trillions of connections properly, they need to demonstrate an intelligence far superior to that possessed by humans. However, cells have no intelligence at all. And not just brain cells. Each of the dividing and multiplying cells in the embryo heads from the place where it first formed straight to the point it has to occupy. And each one finds the place designed for it. And here, whichever cells they have to form connections with, they also do. So who is it who makes these cells, which have no awareness, follow this intelligent plan?
Bir yere gelir, rahime gireceği yeri seçer ve oraya yapıştıktan sonra aynı olan bütün bu hücreler nasıl oluyor da birdenbire bir yerden bir emir almış gibi hepsi ayrı ayrı yerlere göç ederek ayrı ayrı organların oluşmasını sağlamaya çalışırlar. Bu açıkça gösteriyor ki bu aynı olan hücreler, ne yapacaklarını bilmeyen hücreler, bütün genetiği, DNA'ları aynı olan hücreler bir yerden bir emir alarak bazıları beyni, bazıları kalbi, bazıları ise diğer organları teşkil ederler.
Construction inside the mother's womb goes on unceasingly. Some of the cells undergoing change suddenly begin to expand and contract. Following that, hundreds of thousands of these cells come together, and these make up the heart. This heart will continue to beat for a lifetime. In a short while, we'll see a real miracle. These cells, which stand independent of each other, are in fact vein cells. Then these cells suddenly start to join onto each other and form connections between themselves, and the cells form the veins. Let's see that magnificent sight again. How have these cells learned that they have to form a vein? And how can they do it? That is one of the questions that science has not yet found an answer to. The vein cells eventually make a perfect tubing system with no cracks or holes in it. The internal surface of the veins are smooth, as if made by expert hands. This perfect vein system will soon begin to carry blood to every part of the baby's body. The length of the vein network is more than 40,000 kilometers. That is almost as long as the circumference of the Earth. Developments in the mother's womb go on non-stop. In the fifth week, the embryo's arms and legs become visible. This bump will later turn into an arm. Some cells will then begin to form into hands. But in a while, some of these cells will do a most surprising thing. Thousands of them will commit mass suicide. Why do these cells kill themselves? The dying cells perform a crucial function. The bodies of these cells, which die along a specified line, are necessary for the formation of fingers. The remaining cells begin to eat the dead ones, and empty spaces appear in these regions. These empty spaces are the gaps between the fingers. Why do these cells make such a sacrifice? How is it that a cell can kill itself so that the baby can have fingers in due course? How does the cell know that its death will serve such a purpose? All this once again shows that all the cells which make up the human being are directed by God. At this point, some cells have started to make legs. The cells cannot know that the embryo will need to walk in the outside world. But still, they make legs and feet for the embryo. You are now looking at the face of a 4-week-old human being. At this stage, two holes develop, one on either side of the embryo's head. It's hard to believe, but the eyes will be constructed in these holes. Development of the eyes starts in the sixth week. The cells operate with an unbelievable plan for months, and one by one form the different regions of the eyes. Some cells build the cornea, some the pupil, and others the lens. Each cell stops when it reaches the limit of the region it has to build. And the eye, which consists of some 40 different components, is constructed flawlessly. In this way, the eye, which is accepted as the world's most perfect camera, is brought into existence from nothing inside the mother's womb. It has been borne in mind that the person to be born will open his eyes to a world full of color, and an eye has been built which is ideally suited to its perception. The sounds this as-yet unborn person will hear and the music he will listen to have also been taken into consideration. The ears which will listen to that music are also constructed in the mother's womb. These cells make up the finest sound reception instrument in the world. These scenes remind us once more that sight and hearing are in fact great blessings that God has bestowed upon us. God puts it this way in the Quran: "And God has brought you out from the wombs of your mothers while you know nothing. And He gave you learning, sight, and hearts, that you might give thanks."